And on the last day of the week following the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race, we're going to hear from the last musher who crossed the Bethel finish line. After training for a lifetime total of 11 weeks, it was a red lantern for Roger Lee, who finished the race Monday morning at 9:16 a.m. with a total elapsed time of 62 hours and 46 minutes. I talked with Lee about completing his first K300 and what brought a military career man to mushing.
The race for me was a plan. I stuck with the plan, didn't look at changing anything because of who else was in it, because the amount of money or anything.
That plan is based on Roger Lee's training for the upcoming Iditarod. The idea was to run the 300-mile race just as if it were a section of the 1,000-mile race.
So that made me, at every checkpoint, work with the vets more. It made me look at actually enjoying the checkpoints, and it made me take the opportunity to talk to people who had time there from this peer group. So like, I could talk with Jeff King, I could talk with Brent, I could talk with people like that for a few minutes, which then adds to that Iditarod experience.
Lee will be running the Iditarod for the first time this year. He didn't need to run the K300 as a qualifier. He had already run the Copper Basin 300 and the Northern Lights 300, but he'd heard of the top caliber mushers the Kuskokwim race attracts and its reputation as a training ground for the longer race. He says without running the other 300-mile races, the K300 could have been defeating.
I've only been mushing for 11 weeks because I'm active duty in the Air Force. And I've only been able to come up to Alaska on leave, and I only get 30 days of leave a year.
For the past 3 years, Lee has been traveling from California to mush with Scott Jansen's kennel in Kinnick. Last year, he received a one-year Air Force sabbatical to train for the Iditarod. How he went from never having stood on a sled to finishing the K300 in 11 weeks comes from his military and sports background.
You know, I was in the British Army for 9 years, and I used to be a physical training instructor, and I used to be a ski instructor, ski patroller. I used to lead outdoor activities below the permanent snow line. And then since I've been in the U.S. Air Force, I used to work as an equipment guy with a search and rescue unit out of Anchorage Airport. When I was in the Army, I was in an Arctic warfare unit. We go to Norway, for South Norway, for 2 months, and then up to the Arctic Circle for 2 weeks.
He's also ski-jorned for 16 years.
So all of that put together, I know when equipment's junk. I know when training is not enough. You know, I have a bag that I take in every checkpoint with everything, which has a full toolkit of anything. So if anything happens, I'm ready for that type of stuff. That's what your average rookie usually has to build up.
This thoroughness was seen at the mushers meeting before the K300. Lee was not the only newcomer to the race, but he was the only musher seen writing notes during the meeting. Lee is 53 years old. He says an adventure like climbing Everest or sailing around the world wouldn't excite him, but something about the speed and the relationship with dogs and ski-joring did. So he turned to mushing.
When you're on the trail, there's just certain parts where everything's going right. And the only way to describe it is it's just like an old steam train that just looks cool and it's just moving along at its speed, but everything's just in sync. And you just get that and just going through the woods on these snake type trails, watching out for that branch that's going to wipe you. You know, the dancing ability you almost have to on a race like this, the physical strength to do that is enjoyable.
Two racers scratched this year in a field of 20. Lee finished 18th.